This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Mike Barnicle, if this was Hillary Clinton, because we're doing so many, and I have many questions about the emails, many concerns about how it looks, but I haven't seen anything like this. Say this was Hillary Clinton. Well, what would the Trump campaign
be? One of the elements of the coverage, at least from my reading of the coverage, is that there's enough there in the Clinton Foundation and the emails, the home server, certainly, to cover numerous news stories. Mm-hmm. But the level of concentration on her errors, falsehoods, whatever you want to call it, in proportion to Trump's errors, falsehoods, you can't compare the two. It's way overboard with the coverage of Hillary Clinton.
Trump has said in the past, as you showed, that he gave money to politicians for favors. If he wants to put this to rest, he should put out all the documentation from his office. How did this contribution come to be made? You know, where's the paperwork? Where are the emails? Where are the memos that say, hey, let's right now give Pam Bondi some money, by the way, improperly through our charity.
Right.
And Pam Bondi's office should put out all the internal emails from her office that talk about the decision to not engage, be part of the litigation. Maybe there's no connection, but the onus is on them now. The onus is on them to explain why she didn't join the investigation and why he gave the contribution.
And there would obviously be, I think, within the office of the state attorney general, a paper trail, an email.
There would
trail.
Have to be. In Trump's office, too, even an office that's not big on electronic communication, it's a strange bit of timing, and they should explain it. Because, again, Trump has bragged, this is what he did.
Yes.
This is what he did. He gave money to politicians in order to control their decisions to get favorable results.
And
he said that's how he succeeded.
You got to love the double standards and the hypocrisy here. But, you know, this is the situation. I keep saying exposure. And this is what America needs to have their eyes and ears open to, is the exposure of the matter on both sides. I would say, what is this information telling us? But if we're so emotionally convicted and ideologically fixed, we're going to miss out on, what the real point of all this is. But, the problem, go ahead, Scott, you have a thought real quick?
Well, there's two things here. One, they're arguing that Trump paid a government official for a favor, something that he told us right off the bat, that, yeah, I've done that before. Mm-hmm. I've done that a lot. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between being in Condi's position, who Condi has something to answer for here, and Trump, who's a private citizen. I don't see, there's nothing that he has to answer for on this, in my mind.
You're saying Condi, you mean Pam Bondi,
Bondi, yeah.
Okay, Bondi,
She had something, and it's just like vice versa. I'm not asking the donors of the Clinton Foundation why they donated. I'm asking the Clintons what they promised for that donation, if
exactly.
Something was promised.
Is there a quid pro quo?
There's different sides of it.
Yeah, is there a selling of our government and favors? That's what this is all about. But again, this, like I say, in terms of the exposure, this is what this is revealing to us, is that, how things have gotten, in our government, that, to the degree, you got to imagine, as we said before, if Hillary Clinton is doing the things that have been more than suggested, and I think that it's reasonable to consider that, this is some really bad stuff. It's like everything else, like kind of what we found out with Watergate under Richard Nixon, is that this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, this is like the order of the day. This is the way politics is run, and this has been the problem. This is the way politics has been running in our country, and Hillary Clinton is just an example. So what are we going to do? Are we going to nip it in the butt? Are we going to continue to give it place and just let it run rampant here in America and affect the things of our daily lives? Well, it's up to you. The government up for and by we the people, last time I checked.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
You know, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself, as a friend of mine would say. And maybe it's time for America to draw pause just a moment on all the wackiness that's going on. Of course, it's the political season, and on some there's a sense of urgency. But that's also when we need to be careful, some of the conclusions that we want to jump to, especially when it seems that the truth can be so evasive these days. Now, what do you think? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live, and it's good to have my good friend John McTiernan back with us. He's the founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries. During numerous appearances on TV, radio, and in seminars, he's publicly defended Israel and spoken about events in the Middle East in light of biblical prophecy. He is author of the best-selling book, As America Has Done to Israel. John McTiernan, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Yes. Hello, Bill. We haven't spoken in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, and I need to have you on more regularly. And it's just between both our schedules, it's been a little bit of a challenge. But I'm glad that we're here today to talk about the moral decay of Europe. We look at what's happening. I mean, you could say Europe, you could say the United States, we could say the world. We seem to be in a bit of a spiral dive when it comes to morality around the world here, John.
Well, if you look at Europe, and I've been writing about this for a long time now, Europe is about 10 years ahead of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you see going on in Europe, unless America changes course, that's what's going to happen here. But I'll tell you what, the gap is kind of closing. I used to say Europe was 15, 20 years ahead of us. Uh-huh. But unfortunately, we're closing that gap rather quickly.
Well, tell us what you're seeing. You know, I've always appreciated your perspective. You're looking at Europe today, and we need to take this as a warning here in the West, because time and again, to your point, what has come to the West has been preceded by what has been in full display in the East.
Well, what we have to be aware of, and this is out in the open. Bill, I've been shouting from the rooftops for a long, long, long time. And now we can see characters like George Soros. They're out in the open about they want to destroy. Now, we're talking about Europe. They want to destroy Europe. And they want to destroy the European culture. They want to bring it down. And part of it is anything connected with Christianity they want to destroy. That's really kind of one of the roots behind this. So they want to destroy it. They want to destroy the middle class. And they want to raise up what we could call the New World Order, the One World Government, with them in charge.
Yes.
So what they're doing is they want to destroy the culture of Europe, and they're bringing Muslims in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah, why
this
not?
Sounds like a wild conspiracy. Now, if I said, if we were on the interview here, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I told you that this was the plan of the led by George Soros and others and Angela Merkel and others there in Europe, you would say, or a lot of people would say, you are a raving maniac.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're not going to listen to you. But this is exactly right. What's happening. Soros has said they're bringing the Muslims in on purpose. And now he's saying that, well, we have to reorganize Europe because of, and the European economy is in danger because of all the Muslims coming in. So he created the problem. It's not only him. He's kind of the ringleader of it. And now they created the problem. They're going to offer the solution. You see what's happened? It's being done right in front of our eyes. They're not even hiding it anymore.
And the thing is about this, to your point, John, this has been already happening in America. This model, this format, has already been well exercised. I mean, Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, and this is what, you know, some people are slowly, and some would say too slow, but they're slowly awakening to, is that they create the problems, and then they, you know, run up to the front of it and say, hey, we're going to solve the problem, and we're going to be the heroes of the day. Well, you're the guys that lit the fire.
Yeah, they can't quite do it in America like they did in Europe because they have easy access to bring millions of Muslims in through Turkey. Then they're coming in through Greece, and they're coming in through Italy from North Africa. They're coming in. So, but in here, what they're doing is they're just opening the borders for Central America and whoever can get in through, like, Mexico. It's not limited to Central America, but, I mean, if they can get them in through Mexico. So what's happening to us is we can't defend our borders, and we're going to be overrun, and it's going to crush our economy. It's going to, like, crush the school system, the court system. So they're doing the same thing here, but a different way. And if you say anything in Europe against the Muslims, they'll literally put you in jail. Literally.
Well, and that's coming soon. They're already starting to line that up here in America, too, that you cannot give anything, you cannot say anything against the Muslim religion or Muslim faith, or you're going to be in serious trouble.
Yeah, and it's called hate speech.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, they're doing it under hate speech. But also with the illegal aliens, it's the same thing. So I want your listeners to know, if you look at what's going on in Europe now, that's what's happening in America. We are not quite at the level that the Europeans are, but they're literally destroying their culture, like Sweden. We'll take a look with Sweden. Sweden last year took in, I think, 600,000 Muslims. That would be the equivalent of us taking in like 6 million in 1 year, proportionally to population. Some huge number. So think of us absorbing, we'll say, 5 million in 1 year.
No.
And it's crushing, it's absolutely crushing Sweden. There's certain cities, or at least sections of cities, that you can't go into in Sweden because the Muslims have taken it over, and they're basically using Sharia law.
Sharia law, right, exactly.
But this is the sad part, Bill. This is what's really sad. Rape was unheard of in Sweden, literally unheard of 20 years ago, 30 years ago. Of course, there was some rapes, but it was so minor. Now, Stockholm is being declared the rape capital of, I don't know about the world, but at least Europe.
Wow.
And they're telling women, don't go to these certain areas, don't go out at night, go with other people, you know, don't go by yourself. Now, they brought that on themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jews are fleeing Sweden because the cities that were the Jews are congregated in, there's loads of Muslims, and now they're afraid of the kids can't go to school, they can't wear like yarmulkes, they can't show that they're Jewish because they're afraid of being assaulted and being murdered.
And the common denominator here is the incursion of Muslims who are coming in. And I know this sounds a little broad brushed for some some of our audience to say, look at You know, there's moderate Muslims. That isn't the case. But when you see what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Germany, what's happened in Paris, as you say, there's no-go zones in Paris.
And I know when look at Belgium.
Yeah, exactly. If past is prologue, you know, here it is. It's staring us right in the face.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Walgreens TrueMetrics and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street or a trip to the movies or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
Say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving the piano in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez, live.
Fire up.
Hey, it's your choice. Why not make it a great day? It's 19 after the top of the hour. A conversation with John McTiernan, the founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries, continues. He's author of the book, As America Has Done to Israel. John, it was because of that book that you and I came together, and people need to really understand America's... When we are serving Israel and we're faithful to God's foreign policy for Israel, it would appear historically that it goes well. When we violate God's foreign policy for Israel, America pays a price.
Absolutely. And I've documented that. Conversely, as we've stood with Israel and the Jewish people, we've been greatly blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, you're exactly right.
Well, and God said real clear. I mean, you know, people question, did God really say? Yeah, God said that those who bless Israel will be blessed. Those who curse shall be cursed. And with that simple verse, you know, time and again, we see that God is faithful to his word. And when we bless Israel, we've been blessed. And when we've cursed and gotten the way and have tried to force Israel into doing things that are against God's will, America, I think over 70 different, national tragedies have occurred, you know, to this country that you could connect within a 24-hour period, roughly. And you would think that our leaders would start to realize that there is a God in heaven that protects Israel.
Unbelief is a very powerful force, Bill. And remember when the Lord walked on the earth and he did all those miracles. I tell you what, if someone raised the dead, I would pay attention to them. And if someone born blind from birth and they were prayed over and they could see, I would pay real attention to that person. But even when the Lord walked on the earth, in spite of everything he did, they still wouldn't believe.
Right.
Most wouldn't believe.
Yeah. And not to mention the fact when he rises from the dead.
Yes.
Most of me. Well, John, I want to go back to what we were talking about regarding the impact of Muslims in the countries. And I understand, and I said, look, I know some people were thinking we might be painting this with a broad brush. But what happens in much the same way in World War II with Nazi Germany, it wasn't that Germany was 100% Nazi. It was only about 10%. The other 90 were coerced, compelled to go along to get along. And this is what happens. This is human nature. We don't necessarily want to confront that which needs to be confronted. And I've maintained that for people of the Muslim faith, it's easier for them to go along. I mean, they understand the nuances. They understand how to, navigate the travail. But meanwhile, people are dying. Meanwhile, we hear of these stories. And America is shrugging as Christians are being, horrifically treated, murdered, raped, dismembered. John, it is absolutely disgusting what's going on. And to me, it's unconscionable when you think about this communication age in which we live in today, where there's so much information available to us today. I think America runs the risk at being in a greater position of culpability, as compared to the time of World War II.
Bill, the American people are a very generous people. They're a very accepting people. Of course, there are exceptions, but we are. And we have all sorts of nationalities and races here. And by and large, we get together good. Now, I know there's the black white racial problem and there's areas that need to be improved and all of that. But that being said, I mean, you don't see the diversity, I don't think anywhere, like you see in America, of nationalities and peoples. With Islam, and so therefore when Islam comes to America, we look at it as sort of, another religion, and that, sure, you're welcome, but it's different. And Bill, survey after survey, poll after poll, shows between 20 and 25% of the Muslims in America and Europe think that violence is justified to promote Islam. Now, I'm not making that up, and you can go to Google, Google it, and look, you can see. And as bad as that is, over 50%, between 50 and 55%, believe in Sharia law, which would subject women to all the horrors of what goes on in Saudi Arabia and what goes on in the other countries and in Iran. Saudi Arabia is Sunni Islam, and Iran is Shiite Islam. Do we want that in America? Do we want the unbelievers, the people that don't believe in Islam, the kufurs, do we want to be second-class citizens? Do we want enclaves in our major cities where it's all under Islamic control? This is am I making this up? No, just look at Europe. And was Europe like this 20 years ago with Islam? No. It's when the population reaches a certain, there's like critical mass with Islam. So when it reaches critical mass, they go back into what Islam, the if you want to call it, taking over the host country. And that's what's happening in Europe. And that will happen here also in America. So we have to make a choice as Americans. Are we going to allow... Because Islam is more than a religion. Islam is politics. Islam is economics. Islam is social. Islam is military, like you see with ISIS. And Islam is a religion. It's more than just going to the mosque. So I think Trump is absolutely 100% correct that they have to be vetted coming in. And if they're adherence to Sharia law, you can't come to America. You can't, because you will, by the Muslims' own nature, by their own beliefs, Sharia law supersedes the U.S. Constitution.
You can't serve two masters.
You can't.
And exactly. What is it? Are you going to profess loyalty to the Constitution or to the Muslim faith and Sharia law? And again, I'm not trying to tell somebody what pages they should rip out of their Quran or their version of the Bible. I mean, that's up to you personally. I believe in that, but based on, what has happened historically and as you say, case in point, what's happening in Sweden and other parts of Europe, Chuck Missler has done an incredible study on, with each level of percentage of incursion of Muslims into a country, how they slowly but surely take over.
Yes, and I posted that on my blog, Bill. That's what I was alluding
to.
It's
brilliant.
It's about 8 to 10%. That's where France is now. That's where Europe is now. In fact, they're calling London, Londonistan, and Paris, Paristan, and Brussels, Brusselsstan, because they are becoming Islamic enclaves with their own government in there.
Right,
so
exactly.
If we want that in America, we have to make a decision. We have to face reality.
And how many Muslims are operating in the upper echelons of our U.S. government right now?
Well, under Obama, quite a few. And here's the sad part in this. He has appointed people that are no holds barred part of the Muslim Brotherhood to positions in the State Department and also in the White House. And the Muslim Brotherhood they want to take over the world. They want to form an Islamic caliphate and take over the world for Islam. They want to destroy Israel. They want to make Jerusalem the capital. Now, this is out in the open. I'm not making this up.
Exactly.
They have been classified a terrorist group by Kuwait, I believe United Arab Emirates, and Egypt. Egypt has declared them, and we have them with direct access to the President of the United States, direct access to the State Department, and they are a terrorist group in Egypt, and they're a terrorist group in the United Arab Emirates and Kuwait.
Exactly. Well, John McTiernan, thank you so much for being with us, founder of Defend and Proclaim the Faith Ministries on Bill Martinez Live.
At Bunko Night, a little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's time, America. Look at, we got to grab a hold of this thing. If this is a country of, for, and by we the people, we got to take it away from the elites. We handed it to them. They've been happy to run this country into a ditch. And here's what we've got. We're surrounded, it seems like, at every turn. But we're going to have to reclaim what rightfully belongs to us, we the people, one bit of territory at a time. It's just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Mark Morano is with us. He's the writer and host of Climate Hustle, the movie. He's the executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Mark is also the former communications director for the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee and a senior aide, speechwriter, and climate researcher for Senator James Inhofe, the Republican out of Oklahoma. He's the executive editor and chief correspondent, as I said, for Climate Depot, a pioneering climate and eco news center. Mark Morano, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How you been?
Thank you, Bill. Doing well. Thank you very much for having me on.
Hey, congratulations, by the way, on the movie. I don't know that you and I have had a chance to talk since I viewed the movie, and you know, we did what we could to promote it. And it was an important message for this time to help bring some you know, some clarity to what's going on, you know, on you know, regarding our climate and what progressives are doing to us.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your part. Yeah, the film we released it back in May, had a nationwide theatrical release, and now it's available on DVD at climatehustle.com. And I think the most significant thing is anyone in your listening audience who actually thinks that, A, there's a consensus on global warming, that, B, we face a climate crisis, and that, C, all scientists agree, they are going to be shocked when they sit down and watch this movie, when they see French socialist scientists who voted for Obama, scientists who endorsed Al Gore, come forward and say they've re-examined the evidence. They're going to be shocked when they see the UN agenda is about redistribution of wealth, not about environmental policy. They admit that the UN admits that fully. And they're going to be shocked at all this absolute wackiness that passes for science. Everything from global warming is impacting the dead to all the tipping points. You know, we must act before XYZ, and then that date passes and they scratch it out and put a new date. This film is comprehensive, and we go back four decades with video clips, and you see it's a movie that comes to life. So I think, you know, I thank you for your role, and I think the audience out there, your listeners, will be just blown away when they see this, because, you know, anyone with kids needs to see this, because teachers need to be pushed back on when they try to promote the United Nations or Al Gore line in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, what progressives have been able to do is to use the people's money to influence and promote this big lie. President Obama, I mean, we got to call it for what it is. I mean, he said what was going to happen. He was going to transform America. He was going to redistribute wealth. And he continues to move the chess pieces, one step at a time, because that's what progressives do. He himself stated in non-scientific terms that, climate change was a fact. I mean, that global warming was a fact. So it was, We no longer can argue or discuss or debate the issue as far as he is concerned and others of his ilk.
Yeah, in fact, President Obama has said that his administration will be the one that ends slows the rise of the seas. He gave himself that power, and he also has said repeatedly, global warming is the greatest national security threat we face. I mean, and we actually deal with that in the movie. I mean, the idea is back in the Middle Ages, they thought the greatest threat we faced was from the witches, and how witches were accused of changing the weather and altering, and cause for crop failure. Now they're blaming global warming on that. We actually take a serious and comical look at how modern politicians think they can control the weather just like people who thought witches could control the weather during the Middle Ages. In fact, President Obama's administration has claimed that the EPA climate rules that he's done through executive order bypassing Congress are needed because we have so many extreme storms. Now, a couple different things. A, extreme storms are way down. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts. Not only are they not increasing, they're actually declining on decadal and 50, 100-year time scales. And number two, Obama's regulations that he's touting as needed to stop extreme storms wouldn't even impact global carbon dioxide levels, let alone climate, let alone storminess, even if you buy the science. I mean, the word hustle has so many different implications here when these politicians start talking about global warming, in quotes.
Well, so much of what this administration has thrust upon, Main Street America, upon we the people, and even at our expense, because they've used our money. I mean, some people so casually, well, it's the government's money. No, that's our money. They have misappropriated our money for their cause. And where's the return on investment? Are we better off or are we worse off? And all indications would be is that it's not better off. And it's all based on one lie after another, which is continuing to be exposed, whether it's Barack Obama going back to the early days of if you want your doctor, you get to keep your doctor and you're going to pay less. And it's just been one lie on top of another. And yet so much of America remains gullible and accepting to this, to where now we're open to Hillary Clinton. And why are we shocked that most of America still believes her?
Yeah, in fact, the whole gist of the whole modern global warming movement has nothing to, we know it has nothing to do with science. You know how? Because multiple leaders, including the European Union's climate commissioner, has said, even if we're wrong on the science, we're doing right by policy. So they admit it doesn't matter whether they're right or wrong on global warming. It's the policies. And what are those policies? We know for a fact the United Nations is openly called, Al Gore has touted this, for global governance. Mm-hmm. It's a centrally planned energy economy, the idea that nations and individuals can't be left to their own energy choices because the Earth can't handle it. So the entire movement is about central planning, enabling bureaucrats, and redistribution of wealth. The United Nations Climate Panel Vice Chair has openly said, it's in Climate Hustle, that we will redistribute wealth by climate policy. And they don't care whether they're right or wrong on global warming. All they care about is this is their same agenda for the past 40 years. They want to centrally plan the economy and take away sovereignty from nation states because that they believe that only the enlightened few bureaucrats
exactly.
in the EU and the UN can control our energy economy and make our choices for us.
That's the arrogance of these people, Mark, that is galling to me. That, you know, the minions here were just so diminutive and so less than. We're so fortunate to have the Clintons and the Obamas of the world and these world leaders and the, you know, and the United Nations. Thank God for them. If they didn't have them, we would be in an absolute mess, wouldn't we?
Yes, and that, it's almost like a mob protection racket,
yes.
Bill. They literally say, you, and they'll say this literally. I mean, the climate act, you need to pay now or we'll be paying much more later, or pay now or you'll be in trouble with the climate. Kind of like pay now or the climate's going to get you. Only we can protect you from that nasty climate. It's the exact same thing, and they want money now. They want money redistribution. They want carbon taxes. They want carbon trading. They want higher energy taxes. They want to shut down industries like coal and fracking and limit more oil drilling. They want to mandate energy that's not ready for prime time like wind and solar. They want to have planned recessions. They've already announced that. All in the name of fighting global warming, and they need, and you need to go along with them, or they call you a Holocaust denier. They call you, and that's literally what they call you, and they say you belong in jail. And we have Bill Nye, the science guy, saying that. We have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that the global warming skeptics belong at the Hague with 3 square meals and a cot with all the other war criminals.
Can you believe that? It is amazing, but. You know, this is what the dialogue has reduced itself to. It's not let's sit down and reason together. Let's pursue the truth. Let's make decisions based on the truth. No, there's a hidden agenda and a hidden government behind all of this, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what we're calling your attention to. Mark Morano is with us. We've got more from Mark. He is the producer of Climate Hustle. You can go to climatehustle.com for more information and also to access the movie. It is available to you at that website. He's also the publisher of Climate Depot. More from Mark Morano on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Americans are banking on the go more than ever, as nearly two-thirds cite mobile or online as their preferred method of banking, a significant increase from last year. The third annual Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found mobile and online banking, as well as digital payments, continue to grow in popularity among U.S. consumers. More than half surveyed cite they actively use a mobile banking app, and 57% would consider or already use a peer-to-peer money transfer service from their bank. 2 in 5 would use or already use their smartphone to make purchases at checkout. Michelle Moore, Head of Digital Banking, Bank of America.
This year's report demonstrates the growing reliance on our mobile devices to navigate daily life and manage finances. It's important for us to be where our customers are, which is why we continue to deliver new features that provide increased convenience to our more than 20 million active mobile banking users.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's more to life. Open my eyes. Someone is needing you. So I gotta make the move. What good are words when different words real things will come through when I make the move.
Join us online. BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, however you join us and get in on the fight here. And, you know, as Mark Batterson said, we got to run to the roar, okay, and start dreaming those big dreams and look for the impossible. Why not? Hey, Mark Morano is still with us. We're talking about, you know, his movie, which, of course, is available at climatehustle.com. It's titled Climate Hustle. He's the producer of Climate Hustle and the publisher of Climate Depot. Mark, you know, all this that we've been discussing here really just emphasizes the significance of this 2016 election. I mean, you couldn't have two candidates that are so diametrically opposed. Hillary Clinton is going to give us more of the same. We're looking at Barack Obama 2.0 with Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump would at least begin to open the door and opportunity for us to, you know, reason and to deal with some of these issues that heretofore have been thrust upon us because, you know, we're just a bunch of minions that don't know better, you know?
Yeah, this is a very stark choice. First of all, Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to be a strong climate skeptic. He has made fun of, mocked the global warming science. He's the first Republican presidential nominee to have an agenda that's actually opposing the climate agenda. Now, let's just review real quick. George H.W. Bush, elected in 1988, signed us on to the Rio Earth Summit Treaty and basically got the whole global warming treaty thing started. It was very weak when it came to climate. George W. Bush ran on climate bills and supporting it, and then also rubber-stamped the United Nations report and never once questioned the climate claims as president. He was just committed to essentially agreeing with him. John McCain, the nominee in 2008, had sponsored climate bills, big believer. Mitt Romney, 2012, had even Obama's advisors when he was in Massachusetts. He had John Holdren, he had Obama's EPA chief advising him. He was a global warming believer. So Donald Trump is the first Republican presidential nominee to oppose the agenda. And he actually has a very simple plan: defund the United Nations climate panel, withdraw from the UN climate treaty, and overturn the EPA climate regulations. Hillary Clinton's the exact opposite. She will continue Obama's policies.
Well, is it any wonder that Trump is getting a, getting pushed back, and he has looked at as a danger by these elites?
No, it's actually not. I mean, I think there's more opposition in the Republican establishment than there is in the Democrats to Trump. And Trump is very, you know, very nationalist, with, if you will. And that's a good thing to be when it comes to battling the United Nations, because the first thing a UN treaty is going to do is impact a nation's sovereignty. And I think Donald Trump gets that. So he is absolutely saying and doing all the right things. Obviously, the problem with Trump is you can find him on many sides of an issue, but he seems to be very consistent when it comes to global warming. We have record from back in 2010 saying that Al Gore should give the Nobel Committee should rescind Al Gore's Nobel Prize after the Climategate scandal became. So he's at least got a six-year track record on climate. I can't find much before that on it.
Pretty amazing, Mark, as you and I were discussing before, speaking of Al Gore, that somehow he's still given place. You know, I'm from the old school that, if what you predict, kind of like Dick Morris. Dick Morris got himself in trouble in some of the polling information that he put out on Fox, and I don't think he's been back on Fox ever since. He's just kind of persona non grata, and he's been trying to rebuild his stature. He lost so much credibility, but yet a guy like Al Gore, who promised that the earth was falling apart, that he had young children in movies talking about how we were going to be decimated, and all this has not come to be, but yet somehow he's still given some sense of credibility and space to be able to speak into America's lives. I mean, for me, Al Gore, along with Susan Rice and others, and I would even dare say Barack Obama, for all the lies that he's perpetrated on America, should be set aside.
Yeah, in fact, Gore is still, you know, by the mainstream media, academia, he's still just praised. However, Gore has had some serious, let's say, lack of luster when it comes to his just popularity in general. He's done a couple different climate things. One of them was actually the day of the Paris attacks last November, early December last year when they had terror attacks. Very poorly received. Previous years, he had done a couple different climate events. He even was going to do another climate effort with the worldwide bans that got canceled last summer. I mean, he is having major trouble getting anyone to pay attention. He does these webcasts where, you know, a few hundred people are watching. He's not getting the news coverage. So he has been affected in that regard, but the media still regards him as a hero. Of course, academia, and when Gore travels the world, he still gets his big speaking fees. Here's the problem, and I'm pointing this out in the movie Climate Hustle. Gore and many other climate actors predicted very specific things would happen. Those things didn't happen, and actually confronted one of the UN lead authors about all his failed predictions. And his answer was, well, we may not have gotten those right, but who could have predicted? Then he comes up with these other maybe bad things. Oh, Arctic ice has been reduced. And by the way, it has. It was at similar levels in the 30s and 40s as it is now. It goes in cycles. But it turns out they will predict all these bad things. They don't happen. And then they say, oh, yeah, but we didn't predict these other bad things. In other words, bad climate things always happen. There's always going to be a bad weather event or some extreme event somewhere. And they'll just say, well, we didn't predict that. Our predictions failed, but we didn't predict this over here. And I actually document in the film how they predict the opposite. Global warming will cause more snow. Global warming will cause less snow. Global warming will cause more malaria, less malaria, more fog, less fog. And you can go on from there. It's amazing. I mean, I am now collecting dozens and dozens of examples on major issues. So no matter what happens, they can claim we predicted it. They have studies to cover themselves. No matter if you predict both results, you're covered. You know,
exactly.
You're going to win the football game. Yeah. So you predict both teams are going to win in separate bets. You're a winner no matter what. Doesn't matter what you lost. You can claim you're a winner.
Yeah, but amazing that the media would continue to give them coverage, because that's the order of the day. That's the grape juice that's being, you know, drunk, you know, on the Beltway and in institutions. We know the pressure that is upon, you know, our educational system, that they have to buy into this doctrine. If they don't, their tenure, you know, their participation, as I say, in the reindeer games and the cocktail parties is limited.
Yes. In fact, the media is more committed than ever. In fact, in recent years, they've stopped allowing any semblance of climate debates on TV. I can't tell you Bill, how many times I've been scheduled, and I'm talking about, whether it's Al Jazeera, whether it's CNN, where I'll be scheduled for a debate and then it's canceled. And a lot of times I don't find out till I show up at the green room at the studio. The other person refused to do it. And not only that, the makeup person might tell me, oh, in fact, they chastise the producers. How dare they even schedule a debate? And then I'll have to go on in separate segments. And this has happened on Fox. It's happened everywhere. They will not debate because they know it hurts them, because when people hear logic, data, science, and facts, they can't just do their simple propaganda of all scientists agree, the science is settled, and we must act now. Well, that's basically their message.
So you're even running into this on Fox as well, huh?
Well, it's not Fox's fault, but yes, Fox tried to set up an interview with the Center for American Progress, a guy named Dan Weiss. And they were supposed to have the debate, and at the last minute, he basically said he would not appear with me. So he demanded to appear in a separate segment. He would not appear with me on screen.
Why is it, Mark, that they don't want to? Is it just they can't deal with the facts? Is that the problem?
No, well, in 2007 is when all this began. There was a big, giant debate in New York City. Hundreds of New Yorkers were polled before a 3-on-3 debate. What they believe, overwhelmingly, they believed in we faced the climate crisis. After a 90-minute debate with three skeptical scientists versus three believers, the audience completely reversed itself, and the skeptics won. One of those scientists who lost was a lead NASA global warming scientist, a guy named Dr. Gavin Schmidt. He did on his blog at the time that these debates were never worth it, that they would lose, that no one should do these debates anymore. He put the word out, and that essentially put a freeze and a lockdown, if you will, coming from NASA's lead global warming scientist saying don't debate, because he had just been beaten, and he admitted he had been beaten badly. And it wasn't, by being lied to. It was by the other side just pointing out all the errors and giving people perspective. And by the way, the skeptical scientist, one of them was the late Michael Crichton, who actually was a PhD, MD, a doctor at the time, who had written about global warming. But there were also other two scientists on that panel. And it was an amazing debate. But I really credit that since that time, they've been really trying to stop any and all debates.
Exactly. Well, you mentioned Al Gore again. Al Gore, of course, was in the news regarding the California wildfires. And he was saying, well, that's global warming. I mean, global warming is being blamed for everything, until he found out it was an arsonist that lit up the ranches there, right?
Yeah, that was very funny. Al Gore was blaming global warming while the police finally nailed the arsonist who had started the fires, a serial arsonist. And this happens all the time. We had Hillary Clinton just yesterday blaming the recent hurricane that hit Florida. The first one, if you were a 12-year-old kid in Florida, it's the first hurricane you've ever seen in your life.
Right.
It's the first hurricane, so she's blaming that on global warming. And you have everything, pretty much any bad storm, as a tornado in Oklahoma. Oh my gosh, it's global warming. Despite the fact that on every metric of extreme weather, hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, droughts, they're all not only not increasing, they're actually declining. So as CO2 rises in our atmosphere, extreme storms are improving and lessening. It's an amazing stat.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mark Morano, the writer, host of Climate Hustle Movie, executive director of ClimateDepot.com, a project of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Mark, remind everybody, the movie now available on DVD through your website, right?
It's a global warming comedy, ClimateHustle.com, ClimateHustle.com. It just came out in the last 2 weeks. We're shipping the tape out. You can get Blu-ray or DVD. Everyone with kids should get this film to show their teeth.
Yeah, we need to have some Climate Hustle home movie nights. Why not? Let's make it a Friday night movie night for all your friends and expose them to the truth. Mark Morano on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Mark.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At Bill Martinez Live, we have a healthy body blood sugar pack focusing on structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
Fully cooked, ready to eat.